This week on Potlatch, Bill Means of the Human Rights Commission, Molly Alexei, Nikolai Peter, and Alexei Andrew, all of Tulaksak. Later, Maureen Holden tells Dave Hendrickson of McCoryuk about the 4-H program. Chet Atkins with El Paso. While in Bethel, Levi Lott interviewed Bill Means about the Human Rights Commission.
Basically, the Human Rights Commission in Bethel is out to serve the bush areas. We investigate complaints of discrimination in housing and employment and in public accommodations.
Is that all you do, or you do something else?
Okay. Right now, we're trying to provide all the services that are available in the state and with the federal government to people that are living in this area. And I'm helping out with anything that comes up that I feel like I might be able to know something about. I have my office with Yupatak Bista in Bethel, in their office, and you know, anyone that needs to get in touch with me can get in touch with me there.
When you say discrimination, what sort of discrimination are you talking about?
Okay, if someone is looking for a job or has had a job and feels like they were fired because of their sex, you know, like because they were a male or a female and the job was traditionally felt to be a job that should only be operated with a male or a female, then I could handle that. You know, we take complaints of that matter. Then if say someone had been fired or was not hired from a job because they were native or because they didn't have the proper skills, well, we might take the complaint in that and see if these skills couldn't be see if someone couldn't be trained for these skills, or see if the skills were really necessary to do the job. Say, for instance, in some of the pipeline jobs or something, their training programs available. If these programs aren't available to the people in the bush, then possibly we can see if these programs might become available to the people in this area.
You think people understands what Human Rights Commission is? What's your feeling on that?
Basically, no. I think most of the people have never heard of it, and that's kind of what I want to do is try to publicize. You know, let people know that I'm here and I'm trying to work with the Consumer Protection Agency and any of the other agencies with the state. This is kind of like another bureaucratic deal, but you know, I'm here to try to provide the resource so that whatever you need, then I should be able to at least find someone who knows to help you. Maybe if I can't do it myself, then someone else can. In employment and housing, those are the two main areas that I'm concerned with.
As I walked out on the streets of Laredo, as I walked out on Laredo one day, I spied a young cowboy all wrapped in white linen, as cold as the clay. Beat the drum slowly, play the fife lowly, play the dead march as you carry me along. Take me to the green valley, lay the sod o'er me, for I'm a young cowboy and I know I've done wrong. Then go write a letter and send it to my gray-haired mother. And please send the same to my sister so dear. But please not one word of all this would you mention when others should ask for my story to hear. There is another more dear than a sister. She'll bitterly weep when she hears that I'm gone. And if some other man ever wins her affection, don't mention my name, and my name will pass on. Just beat the drum slowly, play the fife lowly, play the dead march as you carry me along. Take me to Green Valley, lay the sod o'er me, for I am a young cowboy and I know I've done wrong. Get six jolly cowboys to carry my coffin. Get six pretty maidens to sing me a song. Put bunches of roses all over my coffin. Roses to deaden the clods when they fall. We beat the drum slowly, played the fife lowly. We bitterly wept as we bore him along. Down in the green valley we laid the sod o'er him. Just a young cowboy who's surely gone wrong.
First El Paso and now Laredo with Johnny Cash. But back to Alaska now, Levi Lott. After his interview with Bill Means, Lott went back to his hometown Tulixac and asked if people knew of the services of the Human Rights Commission.
I asked some of the people in the village of Tulixac what Human Rights Commission means.
I don't know what Human Rights Commission is.
You think
If they publicize their office more, you'll understand better?
Of course, yeah.
What do you think is the answer to better understand their office?
It would be better if they come to our village and explain their Human Rights Commission offices.
Who do you think should work for Human Rights Commission?
Eskimos and Cossacks should work together in the office.
Why do you think they should work together? What's your explanation?
Because Cossacks and Eskimos, they're human. They should work together.
So they can have better understanding?
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
What do you think Human Rights Commission should do to let them know what they are?
They should come to our village and let them know what they are.
Who do you think should work for Human Rights Commission, Eskimos or Cossacks?
Eskimos.
Do you know what the Human Rights Commission is?
No.
What do you think Human Rights Commission should do to let the people know who they are?
They should come to the village to let them know who they are.
Who you think should work for Human Rights Commission, Cossacks or Eskimos?
Cossacks and Eskimos.
Why do you think they should work together?
So they'll have better understanding.
Do you know what Human Rights Commission means?
No.
Do you know anything about Human Rights Commission?
No.
What do you think Human Rights Commission should do to let the people know who they are?
He should come to a village. He should tell us what they are.
It's a long way from L.A. to Denver. It's a long time to hang in the sky. It's a long way home to Starwood and Aspen, a sweet Rocky Mountain paradise. Oh, my sweet Rocky Mountain paradise. Springtime is rolling round slowly. Gray skies are bringing me down. I can't remember when I've ever been so lonely. I forgot what it's like to be home. Can't remember what it's like to be home. I think on my lady's sweet memories. I think on my children's sweet smiles. I think on Denver. It's a long time to hang in
Starwood in Aspen with John Denver. Thanks to KJZZ in Anchorage for carrying Potlatch.
Oh, Great Spirit, whose voice in the winds I hear, and whose breath give life to all the world, hear me.
The voice is Iron Eyes Cody of the Cherokee Nation. The words are a prayer first spoken 400 years ago by his people, a people who love the land.
Make me walk in beauty. Make my heart respect all you have made. Make me wise that I may know all you have taught my people, the lessons you have hidden in every rock.
In some Americans today, that spirit is reborn. Throughout the land, areas of thoughtless litter and pollution are being restored to their natural beauty. And yet we still have so far to go. So everyone must get involved. To contact the Keep America Beautiful team nearest you, write Keep America Beautiful, 99 Park Avenue, New York, New York. People start pollution. People can stop it.
A public service message of this station and the Advertising Council. You followed me to Texas. Followed me to Utah. We didn't find it there, so we moved on. You went with me to Alabama, and things looked good in Birmingham. Didn't find it there, so we moved on. I know you're tired of following my elusive dreams and schemes. Child in Memphis, then I heard of work in Nashville, but we didn't find it there, so we moved on. To a small farm in Nebraska, to a gold mine, Alaska. We didn't find it there, so we moved on. Now we've left Alaska because there was no gold. This time, only two of us moved on. Now we have each other. And a little memory to cling to. Still, you won't let me go. Go on alone. I know you're tired of following my elusive dreams and schemes, for they're only fleeting things. My elusive dreams.
Charlie Rich, My Elusive Dream. Once again, we hear Maureen Holden and Dave Hendrickson of McCoryuk.
What is a 4-H program?
The 4-H program, Dave, is a youth program for boys and girls who are 9 to 19 years. It's for boys and girls regardless of race or color. It reaches people where they're at, and we like to involve everybody in our program.
You say 9 to 19. I have a boy who's 9 years old. Could he join if there was a 4-H program or a club going in the area?
If he were 9 by January 1st of this year, it would be good to get him interested in 4-H, too. And I know you have a lot of skills, too, Dave. You've done ivory carving, too, haven't you? That would be a good project.
Maureen. Where do they write to in order to get their programs going in their villages, Maureen?
Well, we have 8 district offices in the Extension Service, and they're located at Nome, Bethel, Antioch, Palmer, Anchorage, Fairbanks, Juneau, and Homer. And if someone didn't realize where their Extension office was, then they could write to the University of Alaska Cooperative Extension Service in Fairbanks for information on 4-H.
What does 4-H stand for?
4-H stands for Head, Heart, Hand, and Health. And in 4-H, there's many different kinds of projects. It's a learn-by-doing experience for boys and girls. And they would do projects in sewing or cooking, woodworking, snowmobiling, different kinds of things that would interest kids. And they would work with an adult leader as they're doing a 4-H project and meet maybe once a week or maybe once every 2 weeks and do this project with their leader.
Oh, real good. In other words, here I am at McCoryuk, and I wanted to start a 4-H club. I write to you.
Yes, you would write to me, and then I could supply you with information. We have bulletins on the different 4-H projects that would be available to help you as a guide to determine what kinds of things you'd want to do in your 4-H program and what the kids would want to do.
So in other words, the club decides itself as to what they want to do in that area. Do you transport, but you say you earlier you said you give ideas, but usually the program leader in that village decide as to what kind of activities they want. Is that correct?
Yes, it's entirely up to the leader in the area to decide what their skill is. Now, leaders would teach something that they would feel comfortable with. If you feel comfortable with ivory carving, for instance, then you would be a good ivory carving teacher. And if I felt good with teaching clothing, then this would be my skill that I would have to work with the kids. Of course, we like 4-H leaders to enjoy working with kids, too. This is very important.
Realizing sometimes, everybody likes to be a chief, how do you pick your leader sight unseen out in the village?
That's a good question. Usually it would be somebody who would express interest. Sometimes in the villages, we've made contact through different people who have traveled with the Extension Service and identified somebody as a leader or a potential leader, and we'd get one main leader, an organizational leader, that could identify other people. So we may have had contact, direct personal contact with one person who would be getting other leaders, or maybe it was only through a letter contact or maybe a phone contact that we've met this person and haven't actually met them, but they have an interest in working with kids and have a skill, and then they also find other people in their village who have this interest in working with kids and have skills.
So it could be anybody. It could be a teacher. It could be a minister, a pastor. It could be a former Boy Scout. It could be anybody within that village that's interested in the youth group.
Yes, that's right. Or it could be an older youth, somebody who's been in 4-H and has had this experience or been in a 4-H boarding home program, maybe, and goes back to their village and has been exposed to 4-H. If they are in an area where they don't realize who their extension agent is, then they could contact me, And then I would guide them to who they would be working with and who their extension agent is. We like everybody to know who their extension agent is because we do other work other than just 4-H, too, and work different workshops and help people with the needs that they have.
What does the 4-H program try to do in a long-range program?
It's a youth development, and it teaches 4-H'ers knowledge and skills about new things or areas of their own interest and help them to develop their interest into a deeper perspective and learn more about working with people and gaining new skills.
In my Tennessee mountain home, life is as peaceful as a baby's sigh. In my Tennessee on a summer afternoon, in a straight back chair on two legs leaned against the wall. Watch the kids a-playing with the June bugs on a string, and catch the glowing fireflies when the evening shadows fall. Honeysuckle vines cling through the fence along the lane. Fragrance makes the summer wind so sweet. And on a distant hilltop, an eagle spreads its wings, and a songbird on a fence post sings a melody. Sunday with the one you love, just laughing, talking, making future plans. And when the folks ain't looking, you might steal a kiss or two, just sitting in the porch swing holding hands. In my Tennessee mountain home, life is as peaceful.
Potlatch is produced in the studio of KUAC in College under Title I of the Higher Education Act.